Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Brigham Avery is the producer and host of the interview show Hollywood and Ivy on the Marquee Sports Network. Brigham, nice to have you here with us. We're going to get to Joe Mantegna in a minute, your partner in this series. Who are some of the guests you've had on, and who are we going to see in the future?
Well, first and foremost, Bob, it's great to be live in the WGN studios. Thank you so much for having me here today. Exciting stuff coming up. We have Vince Vaughn is confirmed for Hollywood and Ivy, and we have Bill Hader as well will be coming up later in the fall. And we have a lot of more wonderful guests coming up.
The idea is you get celebrity fans of the Cubs, and they're everywhere, aren't they? And, of course, Joe Mantegna is one of them. And Joe was the first guest. But you guys kind of came up with this idea together. Tell that story. Joe, you want to jump in here?
Yeah, well, I've been telling that Cubs story since I've been 5 years old, one way or another. But it was actually Brigham's idea. Brigham called me. I'd gotten to know him over the years. When my wife had the Taste Chicago restaurant in Burbank out here in California, he used to do his radio show. He had a little radio show that he would do out of the restaurant that dealt with sports figures. Brigham has this unbelievable, mind for Cub and baseball and sport trivia in general. So anyway, out of that came this idea to do a show called Hollywood and Ivy, and I thought this sounds like it'd be a real fun idea. Let a celebrity, whether it's from acting, music, whatever area, be able to not just talk about themselves in terms of what the public, why they, consider them a celebrity, but also that whole thing, that Cubs thing that we all have. Mm-hmm. And so it's turned out to be a pretty cool idea, and we've had some, great response already with people like, we had Adrian Zmed, we've had Gary Cole, we've had Gary Sinise, and the list just keeps growing and going on and on as people come out of the woodwork. You got Bonnie Hunt coming up and a few others. So anyway.
And as many of us remember, Joe Mantegna, one of the original Bleacher Bums in that production here in Chicago.
Yeah, that was a show. I conceived that show back in 1977. It was, I was with the Organic Theater at the time, and I remember we'd run out of grant money that summer with the theater company. I remember Stuart Gordon, the head of the theater, put it out to the cast, which included myself, Dennis Franz, among others, saying, anybody have any ideas for a show that will cost nothing that we can do this summer? And I'd been spent my whole summer at that point sitting up in the bleachers at Wrigley Field watching the Cubs, for the most part, lose. And I raised my hand and said, look, I set up this area in the bleachers where what's going on in the bleachers seems to be almost more entertaining than what's going on in the field for us diehard Cub fans. I said, why don't you guys join me up in the bleachers and you tell me if that's not a play? And that's what we did. We spent 2 or 3 days up in the bleachers. We all agreed collectively, yes, this is the makings of drama. And that's how the show Bleacher Bums started. We did hours and hours of improvisation. That's why if you get the script, you can go to look at the script. It'll say Bleacher Bums conceived by Joe Mantegna, but honestly so written by myself along with every one of the people in that original cast, because everybody contributed to create that show, which was done very well ever since 77.
And a great cast. But the word is that Fat Tony, and Joe is the voice of the mob boss on The Simpsons, Fat Tony had something to do with the creation of this show you guys are doing on Marquee, Hollywood, and Ivy. Brigham?
Thank you. Yes, and Joe, first of all, the check's in the mail. Thanks so much for your kind words. I think what we did during one of those shows you spoke about, Joe, it was August 28th, 2016. The Cubs were still in the midst of fighting for the pennant, and you came on my podcast as Fat Tony and made a proclamation saying, if the Cubs don't win, there's not going to be a cement shoe cleat shortage for the umpires. And so as Fat Tony, and as we've discussed before, I like to think that was the final push the Cubs needed to win the World Series. And as I was sitting and talking to you, Joe, talking about the the Cubs, I realize this chemistry we have talking about the pain could be a show, and then the ultimate reward has really made this a big thing. You know, so I take credit. You and I take credit for the proclamation of helping them, and kind of you know. So it's
well, hats off to Fat Tony then too.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, yes.
31 years now.
Joe, you know, whenever I watch and everybody's talking about this show on Hulu, The Bear, I'm thinking of guys like you and, of course, Chicago's great Italian beef heritage. Have you had a chance to see that show yet?
Oh, yeah. And in fact, I mean, I've watched some of the episodes and a couple times I'm squinting and I see, oh, my God, that's my 8x10 picture in the background.
Yeah, on the wall.
On the wall,
yeah.
along with Dennis Farina, you know, God bless his soul. Mm-hmm. And Tom Dreesen and a few others, you know. I see Leno up there.
Dennis Franz,
exactly right. So, yeah, that, you know, I know those boys. You know, what's funny is I first, you know, they shoot that at Mr. Beef, you know, in Orleans. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I first had connection with them on my 40th birthday. I wrapped the movie Things Change, the Mammoth film, which we wrapped it in Chicago, and it happened to be the wrap party, happened to fall on November 13th, which was my birthday. And so the wrap party, they also made it like a birthday party for me at the hotel, and my wife, God bless her, she decided to have it catered by Mr. Beef, and it was the first time I think that one of the downtown Chicago hotels allowed an outside caterer to come in. And so those guys, you know, Joe from Mr. Beef brought, you know, vats of Italian beef to the hotel, and everybody had beef sandwiches, and it was great. And that started the relationship, and so I've been you know, friends at that place for many, many years. So I'm happy to see that somebody got the idea, hey, there's, you know, just like Bleacher Bums was a, you know, that's a good idea for a play. Mm-hmm. Here's a good idea for a movie. Guys that are slinging, you know, beef and jardinera on Orleans Street. You know, so.
Of course, Criminal Minds is on. I just watched last night. Sundance was running a Criminal Minds marathon. In fact, I thought, you know, I'll watch a little bit of this because Joe's going to be on the show. I couldn't turn it off. So before you know it, I'm like watching three of them. And congratulations on catching three serial killers last night, Joe.
Yeah, there you go. And then, you know, we're back filming. I mean, we just started last Tuesday. We're back up. We're going to be on Paramount Plus. So we just started season 16 after our 2-year kind of hiatus. Mm-hmm. And we're all thrilled to be back. And it's a good group, a great group. I did for 13 seasons. And I'm glad to be back, and we look forward to new episodes out there. And our fan base is so wonderful all over the world. And I think that's what helped bring us back.
I don't want to get too political here, but you know, give me 30 seconds on your contact with the FBI, because I know in doing that series, you are consulted by members of the Bureau, and I'm sure you have very good relationships and have admiration for those folks. And in light of what's happening now, it's got to really bother you, as far as all the slings and arrows that are heading their way, right?
Look, there's always going to be your nutty fringe group out there, whatever it may be, you know, whatever the topic may be. But, you know, I've spent time at Quantico. I know a good number of real FBI agents, active and retired. And these are, you know, it's the same thing, my feelings about our military. There are people out there who, you know, look, what do we do for a living, Bob? You're on the radio. I do make-believe. We have an incredible life. We don't go out there every day with possibly where someone's, you know, put a target on our back and we may not come home that night. This is what our military does. This is what our law enforcement do. These are what these people do, you know, first responders, people like that. So, I mean, there's going to be your fringe group that's going to go a little wacky about this stuff now and again. And, you know, thank God we live in a country where we have the freedom to kind of say the things we want to say. But beyond that, you know, it gets a little wacky. I'm just hoping that this too shall, you know, mm-hmm. this nuttiness go away, and people start to realize that, thank God we have the FBI. That's the success of Criminal Minds. That's why people like the show, because they watch the show and they realize, thank God we have these people who mm-hmm. take care of the problems that are caused, that are portrayed in the program.
Right.
Like this.
It makes you feel good about what they do, the work they do. Joe Mantegna.
Absolutely.
Along with Brigham Avery, they've put together these shows, Hollywood and Ivy, on the Marquee Sports Network. Cub fans, celebrity fans interviewed by Brigham. We'll be watching for more, boys.
Thanks so much. Thanks, Bob. And real quick, I'd like to
thank... Thanks so much, Bob. Yeah.
I want to thank...
You're the best, pal.
Thank...
Take care, Joe.
I just want to say thanks to Steve Mandel, the Jerry Maguire of Chicago. He's the best. And, Bob, thank you.
He made you do that, didn't he?
Absolutely.
News is next at 10 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.